We're going to try to do two shiurim today, so we'll try to transition at some point. Just remind me if I get a little carried away. But just to finish up a few points on Chatishir first, mostly we know where we're going with it, but I just want to elaborate a couple of points very quickly, and then I want to speak a little bit about Shofar. First of all, just the tshuva of the Maral Nach, whatever it is. So I did get a chance finally to see it, and it's really, really even the language is really, really on target. And what was said about it was correct. I just think it's even more, just worth going over a couple of points very quickly. This is the tshuva of the Maharal Nach, or Maal Bach, whatever you want to call him, Rabbi Levi Ibn Chaviv. You know, he was famous for many things. The Ksos made him famous on Hodas Baldin. He was especially famous, the Ribe Rav and the Ralbach, for the famous Vikuach on Smicha, Bizman Hazeh. But anyway, he was a very, obviously, very important figure. One of the Gedolim, considered like the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, I guess, in the 16th century, in the time of the Beis Yosef. He was a very important figure. Anyways, his treatment of this topic is accurately cited in the Mishnah Lemelech, but as Tani and Natan pointed out, in the language and the analysis is really important. So I'm just going to run over parts of it very quickly. First of all, I think one thing which was not brought out until now, and that is that when he discusses the problem of the Rambam, it's curious a little bit, although he ends up getting to the issues of the Ramach and the Keset Mishnah and the Mishnah Lemelech as well. But he starts off by wondering not so much why the Rambam needed to have a separate makor for chametz, as much as it sounds from the Rambam that the only time that you'll ever say that Chatzishir is also min haTorah is if the formulation in the Torah is Seiri. So that's even better, because again, this idea of lo yeachel and it being a different, mechayev than yochal and tochlu and so on, is like right up front, in the Maral Bach or the Maral Nach, whatever you want to call
it. Is it Rebbe?
Yeah,
it's very up front. Also, in the previous shuva, he talks about the Isser Hana, and he makes the same comment that you'd only have an Isser Hana if there was a tzeirit. He makes the same kind of
again, the point. The Chizkiah, certainly, yeah, and the Rambam's Ptak.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you have the line there? I don't have that one in front of me.
Yeah,
it would be Yud Zion, I guess.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Josh.
He says, "Kasev Rambam, Hachametz uPesach Aser Banah Shemar Lo Yachal Chametz Chulei Yesh LaHakshus B'Dvarav Zal Shenir Shadafka B'Makom SheKasev Lo Yeachal B'Tzeirei Hu Aser Banah Aba B'Makom SheKasev Lo Yochal B'Patach Eino Aser Banah uPesach uPesach Halach Eino Kein Chulei."
Yeah. So again, it's just interesting. Thanks, Josh. It's just interesting that he didn't just ask the question, why, the Rambam Paskin's like Rebbe Vo, so he doesn't need a separate limud here at all, which is the way most people ask the question, right? It's, he's particularly zeroing in, on the Tzeirei itself. So consistent with that, in the beginning of this tshuva, that was Yud Zayin, this is Yud Ches, that Kosov Arab Bezeb Perikochel, he says, "Gam bazeh haloshon kasha." The gam bazeh, of course, is a continuation of the previous tshuva that Josh just read, right? It's gam bazeh haloshon kasha me'ena kusha shalamala. I assume when you read this, that's what motivated you to look earlier, right? V'ulai yoser chazaka. But here, maybe it's even worse. Right, the where you also call Ochel Chelev, Chem Pasakarab Atzmo, Beresh Perikadal Duchas Machalos Asuros. So again, it's interesting. He's not asking the question, what does he need this limud for? In both cases, he is zeroing in on the diktuk, on the diuk of the diktuk, name of the tzeri, as if to say, you know, both this din and that din, both these dinim, you know, shouldn't apply unless you emphasize the davar hanechal as opposed to the achila. Okay, and this is all the way back in the 16th century. Yeah. And then his answer, of course, is very v'hanirali bazeh. This is the part that's quoted in the Mishnah Melech. Al tzar omer dosav chametz lo dami lechelev, to misham lamda d'chatzi shar asur min ha-Torah, misham d'chelev asur li olam. Now, by implication, he's addressing the second question, which is, like, why do you need a limud at all? Right? So obviously he's going to try to answer both questions, you know, bivasachas. Why can't you use the regular limud? And why do you need the tzeire here? And the answer to both of them is because it's an Isser's man. Then he says, and this is what Natan was quoting the other day, well, part of it. Now, this is a little misleading a bit. What does he mean by that? It's a little bit, 1 second. Oh, good. Hainu dafka midrabanan. Avom in Torah. So what's interesting is that he's not talking about Tarovis Chametz, which we'll get to in a second. He's really talking about the Isser of Mashehu. So again, since for the Marobach, this is a question of Kalin Chamor, so anything that smacks of a chumrah, unless maybe it's overcompensation and yotzim yidei kula, is going to be a problem. So the fact that he, you know, we can understand certainly why he was bothered by the din of mashehu. He's not talking about an achila now, right? He's talking about in Iser, right? But his answer is that the din of mashehu is only a din d'rabbanan. Okay. But he says, then he goes on and speaks about the bigger doraisa of Tarovis Chametz, right, where he says, the imza emes yesh lomar to be a dal mishav, once I will get to that, the midav mishav lomala etar pachzim kashir, that's number one, that's what the Mishnah Melech quotes. I mean, if it's really a kula, which is what he's suggesting across the board, then kind of in the Kabbalah Chidusho, including the need for the Tzeire, and that doesn't apply outside of Yom HaChagamatzos, rather, itself. That's Kiddush number one. And then it says, V'gam b'divri harav Rabbeinu Moshe b'rav Maimonzal, lo niska b'feirush. He admits the Rambam doesn't say anything one way or another in that point, but he's assuming that the silence and the quotation of lo yeyachel, which refers to Pesach itself, or Chagamatos itself, and the analysis is sufficient for this Ein Kabbalah Chidusho conclusion. And that's what the Mishnah Melech quoted from it. But then he says, Mitzorach Liyun, he's not 100% sure about that. But then he says, V'ulai al derech zeh, this is very important, this is the transition to our next topic, which I don't know if we're really going to get a chance to start today. If not, Mirtz Hashem on Tzom Gedalia. He says, "V'ulayo derech zeh netarets gam kein akusha shehiksha Rav Rabbeinu Moshe Rav Nachman zechorin levracha al Rambam v'kosva b'amagin Mishnah l'mala some chamasha kosva Rav." Because the Rambam says, "Tarovus yeshbok kazayis v'echilas pras is balav lo b'kores." He also mizem mitzvah miuchenes b'tchilas halachos v'hiksha alav kol yeshbok kazayis v'echilas pras chiyuv gamur yeshbo or echila v'dam. So now, again, he's crossing us over. The crossover between Chatzis Shira and Tarovis Chametz, we'll have in the Tosa Rash, but also, we still have to speak about it a little more, the Rash Mishans. But you have it here in this Tshuva of the Rabbi Leibi ibn Chamdiv, the Marbach, or Marunach, as the Mishnah Malach calls it. So it's fascinating. He's addressing the Ramban. This is Ramban's question. I hope all of you have seen it already. The Rambam counts in Binyan HaMitzvos Tarovas Chametz. Not Mashehu. Tarovas Chametz. So number one, why does he count that? Tarovas Chametz Balav. Why does he count that? Sounds like the regular din of Tam or Tam Ki'ika or whatever it is. We'll discuss it. And Kol Torah Kula. It applies to Chelev and Dam and Oser and Pigol. Of course it applies to Chametz. Why is it a Lav Bifnei Atzmo? Not only that, but the Rambam is a very Mechudash Shita, which we're going to analyze. And that is that even if you eat Kazai, according to the Rambam, it only applies when you eat Kazai's Kedei Achilas Pras. And this is the Ramban's big question in Sefer Mitzvos. Number one, why count it? But the bigger question is, if you really eat Kazai's Kedei Achilas Pras, and call it Torah Kula, you're Chayiv fully. Because Kedei Achilas Pras is the Shir Tziruf of Achila. So that means you ate a Kazai's of Chametz, you know, within that time frame. So you shouldn't get a lav. That shouldn't be a separate iser. Right? That should be kares. Because you ate atzmo shel chametz betoch hataroves in this space of time. So if that's the case, why is it not just the regular din of achilas kares, which is the same, that's one iser, not two. More importantly, you shouldn't get away with a lav. You should get kares for that. That's Ramban's question in Sefer Mitzvos, which we are going to discuss more fully. But the Marbach's answer to this actually works in very nicely with what I'm going to try to say. Or I should say what I'm going to say works in nicely with what he's going to say, what he's saying, but with some elaboration, and some extension, I would say. So what he says is, Al pi masha kasavti, nira, says, I'm not sure of it, and it's my svara. And then he adds, v'tzarech iyun, ubiur, eich numod mila yachal b'tzere, yisur kol shehu. Then he goes on, so the Tarovas idea is startling. Because what he's saying is that the Kula of Chametz, again, this further proves that the Marbach is not taking, he's not saying Kamash Malan, it's not true, it's equal. He's certainly not saying Kamash Malan, it's not true, it's more. He's not even saying what I prefer to say, which is, Kamash Malan, it's more complicated than that, and both things are true. In some respects, it's more chamor, in some respects, it's more kal. He's taking the posture, and I think this is what Natan was quoting last time, to prove this. He's taking the view that it remains unequivocally kal. But again, we have to appreciate more fully what he's saying about Tarovas, and say it's a big boon to me. I hadn't seen this before. I mean, I've known the Marl Bach, the Mishnah Malach, but I really should have looked at it. I didn't realize it was going to be so rich. So I thank Tani and also Natan for adding the Tarovas piece for me. But this is really a huge chiddush. Because in the Chametz case, although we'll get to it in a moment, in the Chatzishir case, what we're really saying is that, you know, we wouldn't know this, you know, if not for the Tzere here. Because it's more kal. In a second, we'll find out whether it remains. What we know for sure, pretty much, we're going to see in a moment, is that it's not equal or chamor. But there's no further evidence necessarily that there are nafkaminas, lahalacha, that it's more kal. Right? It's just, you know, in the need for a makar so far. I'm going to suggest that it's more kal according to this for other reasons too in just a second. But what he says about Tarovas Chametz is, I would say it's a shocker, except that I already believe in it, you know, in my own way. So it's not a shocker, but it's objectively very mechudash and very important. Because what he's basically saying is the normal rule that kazayis kdei achilas pras gives you a full chiyuv doesn't apply to chametz. And in addition to saying something parallel to what he's saying b'chatzishir, what's he saying in chatzishir? If not for this pasuk, we wouldn't know this universal din because it's more kal here. Can't automatically apply the universal dinim. He's saying that to answer the smaller question about Tarovis Chametz. Namely, what do you need a makar for? You don't need a separate makar for Tam Ki Ikar, for Tarovis, with the right amount of shir. Not a makar kol shir or chatzi shir. Talking about, you know, eating a kazayas. You don't need a makar in Chedel and Dam and Pigal and Osar. Why would you need it in Chametz? The answer is because without this Gzeres HaKasuv, right, we would assume that the kula of Chametz would apply to Tarovis. We still need to explain that why. I'm going to suggest something in just a second. Wow. So that's Chiddush. But it's a much bigger Chiddush to say that that answers even the more powerful question of the Ramban, which is that if you, well, why don't you get Kares? According to normal standards of Achila and Torah Kula, you should be getting Kares here. So he's saying, yeah, it's, you were Mekel because it's an Isur Zman. Wow. Again, we know the facts in the Rambam. The facts in the Rambam, although they're explained differently by different Mefarshim, but that is a huge, huge nafkamina. Now, again, this idea of connecting, like Taroves and Lo Yachel and this and that, is you know, to Taroves and is also in the Radvaz a little bit. Right? The Radvaz, when he talks about the Chatzi Shir Esru, his answer was, if it was, does Chatzi Shir also apply in the context of Tarovis? And his answer is, that's why you need a special din of Chametz. Does it tell you that in Kol Torah Kula that applies, or only in Chametz? We're not sure about that. It sounds in the Radvaz and in the Rambach and the Kesef Mishnah, like, you know, we're learning from Chametz to Kol Torah Kula, but I've been saying all along that even if you accept those three approaches, you know, it's not, there's no reason why not to accept, why you can't accept the interpretation, you know, with, and then just narrow the conclusion. Kamash Malan and Chametz, this is the case. And Chametz, even a teeny kol shehu for the Kesa Mishnah. In Chametz, you know, there is the equivalent not only of Chatzishir, but of a lav, bilionish, a higher level, right, in this din or Isuriana, whatever it is. And maybe the same for the Radvaz. In Chametz, even Bitaroves is a din of Chatzishir. How do you know that it's true otherwise? Right? Anyway, but for the Marlbach, right, this is very powerful. He's saying that you need a makar, and that you then apply that din in a more kula fashion, both of those dinim are a result of Yisr Zman. That's amazing. Then he goes on.
Rabbi, just yeah. A question on that. Why for the Marl Nach is that necessarily an application of a kula? If in the end it's really also a chumrah, because you're giving chametz its own isr.
You are giving chametz its... You're giving Chametz its own Isser, but there's no tangible. And what I'm saying is, if you compare the dinim of Chametz and the dinim of Shari Surim, according to the standards of the dinim of Shari Surim, if you eat Kazayis Bechnei Achilas Pras of Chametz, you should get Kares.
Rabbi, you're giving it its own unique Isser. So
if you eat Chalev. No, I understand. I'm going to. And we get to Tar when I. You know, I don't want to preempt myself completely. Like, I don't want to hide my thinking, but I also don't want to completely, you know, give away all the secrets. So, you know, I at least like to save the formulation. But what I'm saying is, as a purely objective, you know, din on the books, in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, if you eat chelev, kazayis b'dechilas pras, b'taroves, you'll get kares. And if you eat it chametz, right, you're only going to over alav. Is that a kula? Eitan?
Yes. In the bottom line, it's a kula, but I'm saying...
You're just pointing out that, yeah, but on another level, you have violated... So let me say it this way. I partially agree with you, and I'm going to answer that in just a sec. Again, I like to have my cake and eat it too, generally. And I believe in it here also, because I've been saying all along that I think that the Kamash Malan is that not that chametz is equal, not that chametz is always inferior, not that it's always superior, but that because it has this unique status, on the one hand of being, you know, mutter all year round, on the other hand, being absolutely toxic on these days. So for certain dinim, the dinim have to do with intrinsic, objective, timtum halev-esque, you know, kind of issues, it's going to be kal. But for dinim, they have to do with bearing the message, you know, which is totally incompatible and offensive during this seven-year celebration of a pivotal defining event of Klal Yisrael, namely Yetzias Mitzrayim, where it's like Avodah Zarah, practically, or worse. Right, some compared it to Avodah Zarah. I think the Ibn Shu'ib, and you know, and kind of the Radvaz said it was worse. You know, so it should be. So I like to have it both ways. So I'm happy to have it both ways, and to accept your formulation that on the one hand, you know, the dinim here are more kal. For me, the Rambam is a great expression because on the one hand, it's more chamur because even Tarovas has its own lav, right? And at the same time, it's more kal because you don't get the kares. All I'm saying is that for the Marlbach, I don't, so I like that. But for the Marlbach, I don't see any ambiguity or any reticence. I think what he'll tell you is the only way to make this only a lav and not kares is for it to be a din bifnei atzmo because it's not included under the rubric of you know, the regular Yisur Chametz, which is the Kares, then it would be Kares. So the Torah had to generate a separate law, even according to the Chachamim against Rabbi Lazar. I hope people started preparing that next topic so you know whereof I speak, right? For Rabbi Eliezer, this is not, we'll talk about Rabbi Lazar too, but Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah of beginning of Eil Ovrin, right? Let's say it's kind of a Heter Mitzari Fleis or whatever it is. So that's not the regular din. But in Kol Torah Kula, you know, would be fully chayiv, right? So there maybe at all chumra, maybe, unless it's a general din of Hetter Mitzrayim Fleis. But I think the Marlbach would say to you, yeah, there's an extra law. There couldn't be the kula of Malkus Bli Kares if it wasn't for the fact that you had a separate pasuk and a separate law. But I prefer to say what you're saying in a way that it's both. And to explain it, not to say it's both in meaning whatever evidence you have, I'm not responsible for because it's both, you know, in a mindless way. I think it's both because it's broken up and you have to figure out which dinim depend on which of these halachos, which of these aspects. But I think that's what the Marlbach would say. Okay? So that's a good point. Yeah. So then in the end, he circles around again and says, yeah, the tzorich iyun ubir ech noma belo yachal betzere iser kol shehu, and he says hu be'achad b'shnei panim. This is what Tani was originally telling us, one of two ways, but both ways I agree are still lakula. One is harishanu shastam achila hikazayis ukeshatola davar had beochel begavra haochel. In other words, shomer lo tochel or lo tochal bepatach or lo yochel or yochal. Meaning connecting it again back with Shitaso to Chizkiah, but because Shunana. Interesting that he's citing Hilchos Brachos, I mean the Gemara in the beginning of Ketz and Mevarachin, that kol nena melamazeh b'la bracha raises them all. So the din is to make a bracha rishona, You know, it's even achilas koldehu, even every little amount that you eat. You don't need a kazayas to make a bracha rishon, to have the requirement to make a bracha rishon. We'll get to that in just a second. I want to talk about an exception to that. So he says, oh, you see from here, this is similar to the discussion of the Ramach, right? Who at least was initially saying, yeah, this is the makor for, you know, hanaz, but kolshu. Not so simple, though. You might say, maybe bracha shiny, maybe there it's achilas agav, you know, it's a matir, maybe the mechayev is ana, you know, not achila, and therefore it's b'mashu, but where, not so simple. I'll get to it in a minute, in addition to Rabbeinu Yonah, which I want to talk about for a sec. In kein bukha shabbat the kosher also min haTorah, the tzarachiyun. So here's the only chink in the armor, and it only lasts a second. And it's a tzarachiyun, right? So the Marbach says, well, if all of this is true, namely there's a special din, and it's lo yeachel, and that's really also the makor for kares and everything else, then why don't you say the tzarachiyun, lama ein aloka, kivin sheyesh pasuk miyutar, the bishlam of Mishari Surim and Ulamedim Ribuy the Kokhelam of Asim Natora of Alalaki. And the Bekane, Roisha Yilka. This is similar to the question of the Radvaz and the Ramach, right? You should even get Malkus. Meaning, then you would end up with a Chumra. Although this doesn't bother me so much either. I'll explain in a minute. Humasha Nirali Lomar Gam Kain Al Tzad Ha'omeid Svara, the Gam, the gam bekan ikar krolo asa el yisra achilas shubekazayis hu yilke levad amnam chati shilaman v'mashu kasev lo yachel betzere v'ikar kar lav lachi asa v'mishu mochil alo. It's like a tafel. We'll get to another one of those soon. It's like a din tafel or lav shubeklalos or something. So there's a din of achilas agavra in chametz for sure, right? And then the way that it's written is also marbe. Another aspect. Actually, just, you know, I'm thinking as I'm talking, you know, in a way, this little bit neutralizes my comment responding to Eitan's, you know, aura before. Because Eitan was asking, well, then why is there a separate lav? I was saying, for Tarovas, I was saying the reason the separate lav is because otherwise it's included in the kares, and, you know, that doesn't justify a lower level. In a way, the Ralbach is creating such a paradigm in Lo Yachel. Oh, I think it could be Michalik, but I just think, just to be honest, that, you know, makes this question a little bit stronger. Either way, the suggestion of Lo Yachel as a separate Mechayev here, before it's rejected, ends up being a tough L to. Now, what is the relationship between Achilas Agavra and Achilas Achev? So this is important. So he's saying, well, it's not that one, it's not only one halacha. Frankly, there's only one halacha that if you had a meal and you had people sitting around, you know, and everybody was going to eat all together, because I, according to the Beis Halevi, you know, and the Malbim, in a way the Malbach, that should have been enough to trigger the whole thing too. Right. So the fact that they're integrated and it's an Ikar and a Tafel is good enough. That's his solution, right, to the problem. But what I wanted to add is the following. Oh. Clearly, this is not a Gili Milsa. Clearly, this is a different perspective. He doesn't suggest, now, you had a Havamina, though maybe there'll be a Nafkamina that you'll actually get Malkus. That would have been a Chumra Sheyotze, you know, Minakula, in a way. But the way it would have worked would have been, Chatzishir Chametz is not included in the regular din of Chatzishir for Kula reasons. That's why it has to have its own Gzeres HaKasuv. Its own Gzeres HaKasuv ends up reflecting a Kula, but also because of the different foundation, namely Achilas HaKeftza, it also generates a Chumra, namely Malkus. Okay? That's important to know. And then the Kamash Mila is, no. We don't, even that Chumra we don't do. Okay. No, we know we don't do it, so we're working backwards, so that's not a chiddush. But I'm saying in the thinking of the Rabach, for a second you had a chumra sheyotzeis min akula, but nothing more than that. So let me talk about two points just on his two views about whether the Chatzishir in the end is Midin Nechal, or the Chatzishir is Midin, that even the Achil is a form of Hano. Let me talk about both of those for a minute. So of course, the Nechal idea works in beautifully with the Beis Halevi and with the Malbim, both of whom came much significantly later, obviously. This idea of Achilas, Hachefta, and so on. But what I do think is interesting in light of that is to think about the Taroves issue. Like, why would Taroves, you know, be more kal in Chametz because of, you know, the fact that it's an Iser Zman? Is that also related to Lo Ye'achel? Possibly? And again, going back to, again, the Radvaz, you know, that this Gzeres HaKosov is marbe, you know, the Taroves part. So what is it about the Taroves? And this is going to help us, you know, I'm not going to elaborate it, I just want to mention it, but help us for the next point as well. And that is, the thing about Taroves, mostly, is that you have the Achila, right, without it being Nikar. In other words, what happens? You have a mixture, you have a compound, and in that compound is prohibited substance. You have chelav, you have dam, you have noso, you have pigul, you have chaz, whatever it is. Tevel. Remember Tevel? You have chametz. So it's mixed in there. But you can't see it. And when you eat it, right, what's happening is, objectively, you are swallowing some of the prohibited substance. Right? But it's not nikar. So I think the part of the issue in Taroves is that if you're looking at it from the perspective, we'll follow this up in the next point. If you're looking at it, you know, from the perspective of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, you might argue that even that the Taroves is lacking, you know, some of the blatant incompatibility, you know, with the day. The more you look at Chametz as an objective Dovar HaMetamtem B'Saleiv type of Iser, meaning an objective intrinsic Iser, if you're eating enough of it that it isn't sufficiently diluted, then you're eating it. You know, whether other people can see that you're eating it, whether you can see or whether your self-image is that you're eating it or not, right, is secondary to the fact that you're eating it. So from the perspective of chelav and dam and noser and pigal and so on, what you might say is that taroves, as long as you have the right proportions, in other words, and it doesn't redefine it or dilute it, you know, its level of toxicity too, you know, then if it's there, although, you know, it's not physically discernible, but it's there undiluted sufficiently, then you have the Iser. You can understand why you don't necessarily need Gzeres HaKosov for that, or a separate Iser for that, let's say, separate lav. And you can also understand that if you end up eating the full amount within the Shiur, then you're going to be chayav for that, the full amount. But if you're talking about an Iser Zman, which means it isn't an intrinsic Iser, not just that it's kal, and therefore in the Chol HaKiddush, that could be that, that's all he's meaning. I'm just saying more than that. But if the kula has to do with the fact, you know, that it isn't intrinsic, and even more, has to do with the fact of its toxicity, its lack of toxicity other than, you know, it being incompatible with the framework and the message, so then it's an interesting open question about Taroves. Right? Maybe it depends which kind of Taroves, etc. And that's point number one. Point number two is, you know, lo yochal, lo yeyachel. Right? So again, the more you focus on the cheftza, which is being nechal, right, you might say, from the perspective of the cheftza being nechal, actually Taroves is worse. Because if you're talking about Achilas Hagavra, so you're eating this, but you're eating it in conjunction with other foods. So what are you really eating? Each bite that you take, each morsel that you swallow, right? Is not Atzmo Shel Nosaru Pigol, right? But if you look at it from the perspective of the Cheftza, which is being Nechal, does it really care what's surrounding it? So what I'm trying to point out is that there's a certain tension here. So the idea that in general, Chatzi Shir, you know, that maybe it wouldn't apply to Taroves, even Taroves of Tam Kikar, Tam Mamosho, is an interesting issue in light of this. But the idea that it might be different and it might be connected to the Tzere, right? And that maybe Dafka in Chametz, we would have thought that it wouldn't apply, but Dafka in Chametz, maybe it does apply. That might work. Okay, that's one. That's the perspective of Taroves that I wanted to elaborate. Now, with regard to the Isra Noah question, and bring a raya from the Sugya and Ketz and Mavarchin, and the Dinam of Bracha Rishona. So here I want to share, and this is going to go right into the next point, I just want to share a famous sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah, which is very close to my heart. And that is as follows. Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos and Ketzim Varchin is of the opinion that even though it's clear that Bracha Rishona as opposed to Bracha Achrona does not require a shiur, nonetheless, that doesn't mean you make the bracha, the specific bracha, without a shiur. We don't pass on this way. But this is a very important perspective. Rabbeinu Yonah says that in order to say Bore Pri Ha'etz, Bore Pri Adamo, Bore Mi Mizonos, certainly a motzi, in order to say any of those things, you need a kezias. The Gemara, which makes clear that you don't need a shear other than bracha krona, means you don't need a shear to say some bracha. Well, what bracha would you say? So this is Rabbeinu Yonah's big chiddush. You would always say shahakol, unless you have a shear. That's an amazing shita. Of course, if you say that, then it's not true that Isuri Hana, or it's not true that Hana, you know, is, well, it might still be true that Hana is, you know, Pachos and Mikashir. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But even if it is, the question is, how relevant would that be when you are focusing on a specific substance? Now, the idea behind Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be that for Hanos Agavra, it's enough Bepakos Mikashir. But whenever you want to talk about Achila, right, or Hana of a particular Heft, so it's hard to know where to draw the line, then you need a certain critical mass, a certain quantity of that Heft. That's an unbelievable sheet. Again, we don't paskin that way, but, right. But the maybe echoes of it exist out there. So having said that, let's turn to the next point. And that is, well, before I get to that, I just wanted to add one other point on the base of Levi. So this idea of the Tzere, I should just note, and the base of Levi is the distinction between Pesach and Kadshin, which we've been applying, you know, to these issues too, especially now in light of the Rabach and the Malbim. You should just be aware that, you know, the Beis HaLevi has this in the very beginning of the book in Siman Beis, which talks about a whole different topic, really. Like, you know, actually a topic of Kilayim, you know, the Big Day Kahuna, which is relevant for Yom Kippur, but maybe we'll talk more about that. He has it in the very beginning of the book. He also has it in the very end of the book. I'm not suggesting that this was intentional, but just another interesting nafkamina because it might be relevant. In the very last siman, I think it's the last siman. No, it's not the last siman. Sorry. Almost the last siman. Siman Nun Aleph, Os Gimel, the Beis HaLevi discusses an apparent discrepancy in Shitas Reish Lakish regarding Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. Points out that when it comes to Achilas Pesach, Reish Lakish seems to say that Mitzvah Strichas Kavana. And yet, when it comes to other dinim, sounds like not. It says, the Gemara Nazir Chav Beis Rish Lakish says, if you eat Korban Pesach just because you're hungry, so the Rabbi Yochanan says, Zesh Achol L'Shem Achila Gasa is in the category of Uposhim Mikash Lubam. Harsh. Amalei Rish Lakish, Rasha Karis Leid is a Gemar Nazir. Neid Losa Mitzvah Namuvkar, Mitzvah Mia Kavid. He may not have had Kavana, it may not be Lishma, but he's eating Korban Pesach. He's not a Rasha. So the Beis Halevi quotes the question of the Turi Evan. From Refursa Makusha, Mash Mahakli Rish Lakish Sphere Lame Mitzvah Saint Srikas Kavana. But Pipsachim Kufi Dalid, when the Gemara talks about Matzah and Marar, it sounds like Rish Lakish thinks that Mitzvos Srikas Kavana. I'm Beturim Rosh Hashanah, Nafchav Ches, Benir Lomar, the Reish Lakish Shvir Le Mitzvah Shehichov Al Gufa Adam Shemutal Al Vchiv La Soso, Kamo Bahach De Psachim, Marar Matzah. There, we have a Chiv Gavra, Mitzvos, Trichos Kavana. Al Bachilas Kodshim De Matzinu Gavi Lechem Aponim, Tamar Higiyana Kippul, וכבר חוקר בזר רבוסנו, דמוחק מזה, דאכילס קדשם, אין צורך כזייס, וכספתי הסברה בבית הלבי חלק א' סימן דייס, דבישלם אכילס פסח ומצה, דאכיב על האדם שיוכל כזייס. אבל מצווס אכילס קדשם, דאין אכיב על שום אדם, רק מצווס שהקורבן נחל, משימוך גם כשמחל כל הרבה אנשים, נסאכל הקורבן. ומצו כזו סביר לשלוקש, אין צורך כוונה. ובזה מיושב,
So, at least for Reish Lakish, he thinks that this difference between a focus on Achila and Nechal has another consequence, and that's whether Mitzvah is Tzrichas Kavanah. Then he goes on to point out, he said, yeah, but I said in Siman Beis that Achilas Korban Pesach is actually a din in Achilas Agavra, and here I'm suggesting for Reish Lakish that it's a din in Achilas Achefza, Nechal. So he says, no, of course, Korban Pesach is not so, of course, but it's an interesting point. Achilas Korban Pesach has two dinim. On the one hand, it's kadshim, and therefore the nechal part is relevant. On the other hand, it's actually, you know, specifically psachim, where there's a chovas hagavra. So here, Reish Lakish is talking about the kadshim part. This is in general an issue in Korban Pesach. Achilas abasa balayla hazeh, how much of the regular dine kadshim it has? Is it completely unique, etc.? So that's an interesting other nafkamina. Okay, but I want to get back now to the perspective of the Marlbach. I don't mean only the Marlbach. I mean Udi Ime. And that is, again, with regard to Kzayis Achilas Pras, he's suggesting a kula, as we said before, which is very tangible, very before. With regard to Chatzi Shir, you know, whether it's based on Nechal or it's based on Hana, you know, he doesn't suggest tangible nafkamina. He's mostly trying to explain why you need this Tzere Limud. You know, why don't you just say the regular din? So he's explaining the regular din doesn't apply. But what he didn't add was, if this is really the din and it doesn't, the regular din doesn't apply, is this Kamash Malan that the regular din applies? Befoal. Not that it's equal in other things, that's clear, because otherwise you wouldn't have the other rayas. And not that it's inferior, not that it's superior, certainly. But are there nafkamina legabe pakus mikashir itself? So here I want to address, I want to go back to what we were doing on Tuesday in light of this. Just as I've been suggesting that whatever the Ramach, the Radvaz, the Kesef Mishnah, the Rabach, and probably others, whatever they suggest is the reason why you need the tzere here, or they need you separate limud here, etc. In the end of the day, does that just all bring it all in line? Or are there different types or models of chatzi shir, in which case there will be nafkamina? So this, in a way, a good way to present this is to go back to what we were doing on on Tuesday, okay, where we were discussing Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Ezra, Wilds? What would we do? What were we up to there? I'm talking too much. I can hear it in my voice. So, and it doesn't, you know, since I make two co-hosts, you know, it's not fair not to call on other people to give the kolos a chance to wield their power, or kashem shemekablin tzchar ol adrisha kach mekablin tzchar ol aprisha, which I also want to talk about. So, Ezra, so what do we have? What was the upshot of what we're discussing in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Just bring us back to there for a minute.
Yeah, I think we were saying that there's two different ways to understand Rabbi Yochanan's rejection of Reish Lakish about the Chazilut Shtrufei.
Correct. And they are?
That either as like a
combination of Chazilut Shtrufei and the Gzeres HaKos.
Yeah. So either that it's just a Siyag Midaraisa for the Achila, or that it's that the Chazilut, it actually reflects that there is an Isra, there is a Shir Achila here.
Correct. And it's interesting to know, by the way, also in light of that, what Reish Lakish thinks, Midrabana. We know what he thinks Daraisa. He thinks both of those things are not true Daraisa. Which one of them does he accept Midrabana? That might be relevant too. Okay. So we had the Rach, right? And we had, I guess, the Rach is one side, and the Re'im on the Smag, which is also consistent with that. And the Re'im goes out of his way to say that typically less than a shear is Achila too. And that the Chiddush is that Onesh requires Kazayas, right? The Mishnah Melech questions that a lot. We'll get back to the Mishnah Melech in a minute. But that, again, that's consistent with the Rach view, which is that there is Achila Pachas Mikazayas, just that there's a Pteronshin. And the Chazal Tzarufei establishes that. Although you don't have to say it's only Pteronshin for the Rach. You could say that, you know, that it has one aspect and not the other aspect. The aim is actually a little stronger, fikte, you know, rachmana, you know, it's like going against the grain to say that there's no onesh. I'm not sure if the rach is that extreme, but certainly both, they belong in a camp. And this is an objective question which is relevant to many things, right? Whether achila, you know, alpidin, like we just mentioned, the, you know, in the rabach, brachos, right? Is the mechayiv called nenem el mazeb la bracha rezamal? Is that a chivana? And that's because Shehu, Rabbi Yonah's side? Or is that really a Chiyav Achila? In which case, why is it because Shehu? In a way, if you think the Gemara's requirement of Bracha Rishona isn't a din of Hanar, Achila B'Torah's Hanar, Achila specialized Hanar, but it's really a din of Achila as Achila, then that Gemara would seem to imply that there's Achila B'Pachos also. Just not Legabe Onshin. There's no Onish. There's a chiyuv issue, not an onesh issue in Nuchas Brachos. So this is like, or Shvuos and Nedarim, and, you know, what does the word mean? If it isn't just, if you don't assume in Shvuos and Nedarim that it's always only Kilashon B'nei Adam default, even when it's against the halacha, let's say, you know, let's assume there's an initial, like, ish halacha, you know, kind of bias, you know, all things being equal. So if you make a Shvua or a Neder, maybe there's a difference in Shvua and Neder because one focuses on the Gavra, the other actually focuses on the Heftza in light of the Beis Halevi and everything we've been discussing. That could be too. But either way, what I'm saying is this is an objectively interesting question, whether Achila Alpidin, you know, is Bepachos Mikazayas, or whether, you know, the Kazayas then is a Shir and Kamus, or maybe there are two Dinim, you know, maybe it's a different kind of an Achila, maybe an Achila HaMechayeves, or an Achila Shal Mitzvah is different than, you know, some Hagdara of the Mitzvah, Achila. So this is an important question in all sorts of things. Now we know also maybe there's a difference between Achilas and Gavra, Achilas and Chafza, but, and the other perspective is, you know, to take the Gemara's initial formulation, of Reish Lakish that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree with at face value, doesn't disagree with, and that is that really Achila requires the Shir Kazayas. And the Chazilut Shtrufei is a different matter. There's an in-between possibility here. Let's just get this in for, to make it clear. And that is to say, you know, make some distinctions. Again, notable Achila, you know, informal, formal, Mechila, again, whatever. Demanding Achila, Stam Achila. There are all sorts of distinctions that you could make. One of them may also be based on Rabbeinu Yonah that I mentioned before. As I said, Rabbeinu Yonah was of the opinion that to make a specific bracha, you require shir. To make a shahakol, it's enough to eat, you know, anything or a little bit. Now, is that because of the difference between achila and hana? Maybe. maybe. Or is it even a difference between two types of achilas? And what would that difference be? So it might be that what you see from Rabbeinu Yonah, and I don't think you need Rabbeinu Yonah for this, because mostly don't paskin like Rabbeinu Yonah. It just may be true, it just have nothing to do with the Chos Brachos. Right? Is that maybe there's something called an Iser Klali, as opposed to an Iser Prati. In other words, when I eat something, achilas agavra, where the chefza doesn't have an identity, but it's irrelevant, you know, as opposed to achilas achefza, right? Where I'm not talking about, okay, let me think something clear, because otherwise I'm going to end up in trouble. When I say achilas achefza, now I mean it, I should really say it a little bit differently. I mean it differently than the Beis Halevi, the Malbim, and the Rabach. They're talking about the achila from the perspective of the chefza. I'm talking about achilas hagavra of a cheft, relating to the cheftza. I don't mean nechal. I mean achilas a cheftza. So, for example, when I think of Rabbeinu Yonah, one way you might explain Rabbeinu Yonah is anytime we're talking about achilas hagavra, not just Yisra Anah, not just Anah, sorry, you need a bracha, but not shehakol. So if I eat a teeny bit of mizonos, right, maybe it's not called eating mizonos. But it is eating. Maybe to be called eating mizonos, you need a certain critical mass. Otherwise, it's like a general akila, it's akila sagav. So in Chatzi Shir, we have these, I would say there are maybe three or four, you know, perspectives, depending on what you want to say. There's one is that, you know, the Shir is a din in Onshim, and that's either counterintuitive in Gzeres HaKasov, or maybe it's, you know, a max, you know, or a significant, whatever you want to say. Right? But basically, Achila takes place even less than the Shir. Now, the opposite view, you know, is to say, like Reish Lakish seemed to say, that the Shir is a Shir in Achila. And less than that, you have nothing. And then the Pshat Rabbi Yochanan is, yeah, but it's Chazil Litzarufe. We don't say zero plus zero plus zero plus zero, where Zev, you know, was there to confirm the mathematical part of it, you know, the other day. So, right, Zev? Thank you. He's up early, and I feel badly for these early shiurim, you know, for the California people. But, I don't know, is Micah there also? Micah make it today? Under the picture?
Yeah, it was here.
Okay, I have to see which screen. Oh, there you are. It looks like a different background now.
Yeah, this is my normal place.
So I was right to pick out the other one the other day.
Yeah, that was unique.
Okay, good. I'll be keeping an eye on you, you know, for the for general, but, you know, for especially for the backgrounds. Anyway, so but it's Mesiras Nefesh to be here. I appreciate it. Aaron also a little bit, an hour less so. But the Chicago people too, where they're ahead. That's 1 hour difference. Okay. Anyway, so the point I'm trying to make is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you know, it's not true that zero plus it is true that zero plus zero plus zero is zero. But what we're saying is, you know, you can withhold judgment in Chazil Itzarufe. Right? You know, you can accumulate. But that's a siag d'oraisa. But in between saying, you know, that there's an achila and that there's zero achila, you could say that there is achila klalit, but there's not yet, you know, achila pratit, we'll call it. For that, you need an accumulation, which is ironical a little bit in light of the Beis Halevi Malbim, but they're really speaking not so much as chilas hagavra of a specific substance as much as the fact that the cheftza is being nechal and that is mitzuraf to you. Okay. So, and that's maybe what Rabbeinu Yonah has in mind. So in this debate, in this discussion about how do you understand Rabbi Yochanan and the halacha, as I say, there are, let's say, I think three shitas. One is that Rabbi Yochanan holds, like the Reim and maybe the Rach, that there's achila and it's a p'tur onshin. or maybe two levels of achila. The other is the opposite, is that it's chazir l'storofin and siyan d'oraisa. And the middle one is that it's an achila klalit, but it's not an achila pratit. So what are some of the nafkamina? So I mentioned the other day,
Doesn't it seem like for Rabbi Yochanan, because he says Isura Ka'achil, it seems like he's really focusing more like similar to like what the Malbim and the Beis Levi were saying, that like that focusing on the Chesed, like it was Nechal, Isura Ka'achil.
I mean, you want to say that maybe Rabbi Yochanan is saying that even though there's no Achilas Agavra, there's the Chefetz Nechal, and that's why this Chatz, you're saying another Pshat. In other words, in addition to saying what we're saying about Lo Yachel, maybe for every Achila, the fact that there's Achilas Achefetz is enough for at least for Nisar. And that's what Achila Ka'achel means. I never thought of that. That's interesting. Of course, I would take away a little bit from... It takes a little bit away from that being the yesod of the Chiddush of Chametz. Right? Yeah. If it meant that, that would be another, okay, Zev is an interesting idea. Okay. So it's either like the Rach, or it's Siag Doraisa, or it's Achila Klalis, but not Pratis, or it's Achilas Hanechal, and maybe that also counts for something. Even when the Torah doesn't speak the language of Nechal, maybe it, at least as an Isur, it counts for something. That's what you want to say, Zev?
Yeah.
And that's what the word Achila Ka'achal means. Okay. Okay. Maybe. Interesting. Anyways, our numerous nafkamina. So let's talk about a couple of them very quickly. Number one, I mentioned that the Meiri says that when it comes to the problem of chatzi shir of, let's say a person takes a shvua, I won't eat chatzi nevela. So in that circumstance, is that mujba v'yomei nishba l'kayim samitzvah and he's patur or is he chayev? So that's a major, major debate among the Rishonim. I'll get to the other views in just a second. There's a major debate with Chachmei Provence. And of course the Rambam, you know, and the Ran. A lot of the Rishonim weigh in on this issue. The Meiri's take on it, as we already read, was that, no, the whole Rabbi Yochanan is Chazir L'Tzarufei. And if you're talking about making a Shvua on Chatzishin, that's not Chazir L'Tzarufei. Because you're actually focusing in its own right on the Chatzi Shir. And that causes the Letztarufe. So this has nothing to do with Chatzi Shir Asar Minat Torah, right? It's Mutal Gamri, you know, if you take it out of the context of Chazi Letztarufe. That's what the Meiri seems to be saying. And by the way, in Shavuos, he alludes to the fact, in Yoma, he says, look what I wrote in Shavuos, which he, a little more explicit there, maybe. But that's his idea. You see that the Meiri took very literally Chazi Letztarufe. It sounds like Tosis did too. Unless they meant that the 0011, but certainly the Meiri is saying much more than that. Okay. So that's his pshat. We'll see the other pshatim on the, why not? If you really hold that, Chatzi Shir is a Ptur Onesh, but it's really also Min HaTorah. So why wouldn't it be Mujbav Yomid? We'll get back to that. I mean, the Rambam holds this way too. The Rambam says that it's not. There's no mujbav yomed on this kind of chatzi shir. That's the Rambam's view. Question is why? Right? We'll get to the Kesel Mishnah and the Radvaz in just a minute. But the Meiri's interesting take accentuates, certainly, chazir l'tzarufe. On the other hand, if you hold Chazir L'Tzarufe, then, you know, there should be other issues as well. And that's the ones I mentioned, the Tzlach, the Nod Behuda, the Achronim, speak about, you know, let's say you practically eliminate the possibility of Tziruf L'Shir, because there's not enough Shir around, you know, that you could possibly violate. There's not enough time for you to violate, because it's, you know, it's 1 minute before the end of Yontif, and you can't eat that much chametz, right? Or there isn't that much chametz there, you know, k'dei achilas pras. So clearly, that is relevant only to Chazir Latzarufe. That wouldn't matter at all to anybody who thinks, you know, if you hold like the Re'im, or you hold like the Rach, even if you hold, you know, that that there's Yisr Klali, or whatever it is you think, even if you hold that it's a din of Tchilas Achila, I should mention that possibility too, for Rabbi Yochanan. That for Rabbi Yochanan, it's called Tchilas Achila, but not a Tchila that requires a Sof. Then those things are irrelevant. Okay. So let me talk about a couple of issues in addition to those for just a couple of minutes. So number one, just in terms of Chazir Latzarufe itself, of course, a very obvious reinforcement for that is the Yerushalmi. Okay. Eli Goldberg, which Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi and Trumas, Aleph Vav. And Vav Aleph, sorry, says that even Reish Lakish is Modal Rabbi Yochanan in three contexts, right?
As yeah. He says in Isur Hanah, and for Yom Kippur, and for Asid L'Hashlam.
Yeah. So which one am I interested in now?
Asid L'Hashlam.
Yeah. So the why should Asid L'Hashlam be a factor? Right?
Yeah.
So this may be Reish Lakish saying, listen, I don't agree with you that all things being equal, that there's a Siag D'Oraisa, but if that's your goal, then that's a different matter. Unless you think, again, there's a Mechayev called Tchilas Achila, and maybe Tchilas Achila requires Sof. But B'Pashtus, this strengthens the Chazir Latzarufe idea. Correct?
Yeah.
Let's take it a step further. What's the din of Chatzi Shir, Tuvia Goldstein? What's the din of Chatzi Shir outside of Achila? Like, let's say, Hilchos Shabbos. Like, where you need a Shir? Let's say you do Chatzi Shir, Borer, or Tochein, or whatever. Let's assume for the moment all the Malachas are the same, which isn't necessarily the case either, but. What do you think?
I'm not asking you.
If you want to tell me what you know, that'll be extra credit.
Okay.
But so, I don't know whether you learned, you know, this sugya or not. So I'm not holding you to that. It wouldn't be fair. I'm just asking you what you think. Or let me take it even in a different direction. Let's say Bayura Bayimatse. Or like other Isurim outside of Yisrachil. What do you think?
I guess I would say that they're not mitzvahs.
Why not? You're saying that if there was a siag d'oraisa of Chazir Latzarufe, they wouldn't apply there, or they would apply there?
A siag d'oraisa of Chazir Latzarufe?
Yeah.
No,
I'm basically saying, according to the different perspectives in Rabbi Yochanan, but Chatzi Shir is also a Minat Torah, would it matter? We have Gzeiros HaKasuv, Kol Chelev. Right? Part of our question really is, you know, is Chazir Latzarufe supporting Kol Chelev? Is Kol Chelev supporting, you know, Chazir Latzarufe in some respect, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe there's some combination of both Tchila or Klali or something like that. That would be a combination, I guess. So I'm saying to you, somebody did a Chatzi Shir of Malacha B'Shabbos. Is that Chatzi Shir also or not? Or Chatzi Shir of Bal Yirah? Or Chatzi Shir of, you know, many other Isurim that have a Shir?
So
Chatzi Shir also in the Torah according to Rabbi Yochanan or not?
So if we're viewing Chazir Latzarufe as a Siyag, then I guess that same idea would apply to all Isurim.
And that exactly. You're always on the permit. Exactly. Why not? I mean, if you're really worried of Chazir Latzarufe is a Siyag D'Oraisa, then anything that's Mitzdarif is game. There could be Kulas and Chumras. The Chumra is, the Kula is what we said before. Let's say it's EF Charlie Mitzdarif. Unless you say it's a Lo Plug D'Oraisa, I mean, but you don't know how many. At least fundamentally, if you can't do it by definition, not that you're not going to do it, but you can't do it, that should be a Kula. But any time that it's possible to do it, well, what's the special yichus of achila? Especially if we take the view that basically says that Reish Lakish is right about achila. Maybe when Reish Lakish seems to say that the shiur, right, is a shiur of ma'is achila, and therefore anything less than that is nothing. If that's really true, and yet Rabbi Yochanan says you're right, but chazir l'tzarufei, so you're more worried about chelav and dam than you are about melacha shabbos. I mean, it might be, you know, in terms of the psychology, the bedili aspects, but that's a whole separate factor, right?
Yeah.
So there is you're familiar with any information on this? This is just a lark. I mean, I could ask you every limud that you've done, you know, since like your bar mitzvah, and I could hold you accountable. Would I do that? Are you familiar at all?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, that's like more incentive to learn through Shas. And Josh Appel, familiar or not? Anything? These are just like, you know, I'm just throwing it out. No? Okay. Anybody you want to volunteer? Well, Micah's sitting in L.A. I mean, he's dying to get into the fray. Did you ever learn Shabbos? No one learned Shabbos? Some Chaleb?
Is there a Chaleb between potentially
Rashi in Shabbos that says that there is Chatzishir?
Excellent. Rashi and Ayin Dal and Amud Aleph. Talking about Tochein and Borer, the Gemara there. So Rashi says, yeah, it sounds like in the Gemara that you're not allowed to do a Mitzvah Shir. And Rashi says, because Chatzishir also in the Torah. Right? Excellent. So the Rashbam in Bava Basra questions whether the Chatzis Shir would apply to Shabbos, by the way, because of the factor of Moshe. Well, why? He says maybe it shouldn't because of the factor of. This is just like a, not sure if I mentioned it or not, but a last year issue.
Melachas
Machshavos Asur Torah. Which again is another, that's an example of Melech Smachshev Asra Torah as a kula. Right, last year in Mutamba Chita, we're talking about where Melech Smachshev Asra Torah serves, right, as a chumra. Anyways, so this is a major debate. There's a famous tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, where he basically says that, there's a tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, where he says that he thinks, Hein lecha bo lechidusha. That the din of Chatzishir is limited, the makar is called Chalev, and it only applies to Macholos Asuros. He also seems to say it's a kind of an Akshave. That's another perspective in Rabbi Yochanan. His grandson wrote this, I've seen quoted in the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi in Trumas, they quote that the grandson of the Chacham Tzvi just wrote, he said, according to my grandfather, and then he quotes his uncle too. So, he said, according to my grandfather, who thinks that Chatzishir is a din of Achshavei, he said, you would think that Dato Lahashlim, Dafka would not be, what the Rishalmi and Trumo says, would not be a reason to be Mechai of you more. Interesting. Because he's saying it's Datal Hashlim, so what you're eating now is nothing. Right? If the point is, this is what he's eating, so it's Achshavei. Either way, the Chacham, that's an interesting Ha'ara. let's just say there are two dinim. Because maybe Rabbi Yochanan says Achshavei, and Reish Lakish would agree when there's a Siag Doraisa. But anyways, the bigger point is that Chacham Nirchas Chinuch quotes this all over the place. Every time he talks about Chatzishir in anything but Achila, Nirchas Chinuch quotes that the Chacham Tzvi thinks it's limited to Macholos Asuros. Because maybe the Din of Achshavei is only done in certain kind of things, Achila, maybe. But there might be a big different point, and let's get back to Tovia for a moment. If you say Chazit Sofri doesn't mostly, you should think, siag doraisa, that it applies. If it's midin like Rabbeinu Chananel or the Re'im, so what do you think, Tuvia?
Then yeah, I would say it's limited to Shira Chila.
Or at least it's an open question in each different halachic category. In other words, we know that there are some shiurim that are definitional. I mean, they're not just the quantity for the chiyuv, but they're the quality for the hagdara of the minimum maisa, the yesh v'yesh. So if Rabbi Yochanan was mechadesh because of kol chelev, right? Excuse me. That either there's tchilas achila, or even achila, but just a p'tur, maybe an exceptional p'tur of onshim in achila. That doesn't mean that that's true about borer and tochin and merakid or otzah. Right? Each case, you'd have to look and see. For example, by the way, in the Mishnah and Shabbos of the Avos Melacha, some of the shiurim are enumerated. Very few. Very few. But Kosev Shteyosios. So the Bali Tosa say, like, how come some of the shiurim are mentioned and how come some of them are not mentioned? And some of the Achronim, I think it's also quoted in the Minchas Chinuch, say, oh, maybe the Nafkamina is Chatzi Shir. Meaning, whatever the shir is mentioned, it's part of the hagdara, the malacha. Maybe there's no chatzi shir. I'm just using that to try to illustrate that if we're talking about, again, siag d'oraisa accumulation, chazir d'tzarufe, that should be very widespread. But if you're talking about the hagdara, when is the shir hagdara? When is the shir tznai, you know, in the chiyuv or the onesh, or somewhere in between? In theory, that might very much depend on each case. Maybe not even who says achila shel iser and achila shel mitzvah is the same. And certainly who says all the malachas are the same and who says that malachas are the same as achila. So that is going to be also a huge issue. Okay? So, let's take another example. That is, let's go back to the question of Chatzi Shir. So in the question of Chatzi Shir, a person made a Shvua, and he basically, we want to know whether it's Mujra V'Yomed or not. So I already mentioned that the Shita of the Rambam and the Meiri and others is that it's not Mujra V'Yomed. And the question is why? After all, Chatzi Shir, right, Asra Torah. So why isn't that Mujma V'Yomed? So the Meiri already gave his answer based on a heavy perspective on Chazir L'Tzarufe. But let's say you hold like the Re'im or even the Rach, right? So this is really awesome. The Chiddush is that there's no Onesh. They're very difficult to understand the Shita, and there are those who disagree. It's an issue that is... seems to be dependent upon, you know, the simple reading of certain conflicting Gemaras in the third parak of Shavuos and a little bit in the Nedarim. Where did I say that was in the Bar Mikomos? Excuse me. Is that the one in Parak A? Okay. Parak A?
Hey Zion.
Hey Zion, right? So if you look at Parakei Halacha Zayin, we're going to bring all this back to comments in the Baalbach and everything we've been discussing in a couple of minutes. I just want to build it up a little more. Let's see here from Noam. Do you have it?
Yeah. Zayin?
Okay, great.
Shvua shelo ochal kolshu min avelo v'treifot v'ochal pacha mikazayin chayev b'shvua shereyeno mushbal chatzi shir mehar Sinai.
Yeah. So the Ram just says it, right? And he doesn't explain why. So what does the Kesem Mishnah say? Kesem Mishnah asks a question.
One second. Shvua shelo ochal kolshu. I had to know shvua shelo ochal v'ochal nevelo v'treifot chayev. You
can skip to Vim Toma in the Kesef Mishnah. But Kaimel and Rabbi Yochanan.
Adam and Perika Batra de Yoma Chatzishir Aser Minator Vetzarachlomer Shafabishu Aser Minator Eino Mushba Alav.
So what does that mean? So what it means is, obviously, this is not just a Ptur Onesh. It means, let me say it this way. Either the din of Ein Shvua Chal Isher Al Shvua Mushba V'Yomid is a din of Onshim. That would be one conclusion. Then it's a no-brainer. But that's a chiddush in Nishbel Kaimis Amitzah being Potter. Because bepashtus, it's the superfluity of the Shvua. Right? It means a superfluous Shvua. The Torah said it already. The Isser, as long as it's an Isser and it's a serious Isser, right? Even the absence of Onshin, one wouldn't have thought that that would be Koveya. So what other conclusion would you then reach, Noam?
Can you say differently that Yeshua is not chal on an Isser Klali?
So maybe, very good, because we had another possibility, which we're going to, based on a Rabbi Yona perspective, right? There's a maybe Chatzi Shir is Asur Minat Torah, but it's Asur Chatzi Shir. In which case, if you make a Shvua that I'm not going to eat Chatzi Shir Nevela, right? That's not a superfluous Shvua. Maybe you're not allowed to eat Chatzi Shir Nevela, but that's because you're not allowed to eat Chatzi Shir Shel Chefta Shel Iser. Now, in addition, you're giving it a Prati status. Right, Noah? Now, the best proof for this Klali Prati idea, you know, again, I exemplified it through Rabbeinu Yonah, but the best proof of it is the Ramban that we got on the record on Tuesday. At the Ramban in Torah HaAdam, basically has two deos about what, Noam? Just remind us.
About whether or not Chatzi Shir is a Klali or Prati based on Ochel Hakal Hakal Tchila.
Exactly. He doesn't use those words, but it certainly seems to be what he's saying. Now, as we have a din of Machilin also Hakal Hakal, which is a very logical halacha, obviously, meaning if you have to violate anyway, you should always choose the more Mekal Iser. Makes sense. Triage. You always, you know, do less harm than more harm. But the question is whether or not there is a status of Kal and Chomor, you know, within the world of Chatzi Shir. So I have a Chatzi Shir of an Iser Kares and a Chatzi Shir of an Iser Lav, right? Is there Hakal Hakal? So if you take the Re'im and you take the, especially, and maybe even the Rach, but if you think that there's a Maisa Iser, Maisa Veira, Cheftashol Iser Prati, then why wouldn't there be a Kal Hakal? If you take Chazi Litzdarufe, that's an interesting question. I mean, you're putting yourself in greater jeopardy. That doesn't necessarily fit into Kal and Hakal Hakal, because intrinsically it's nothing. You could say the Ramban means that. But the best thing to say for the Ramban is what Noam was alluding to, and that is that there's a din of Chatzi Shir. And it's all Chatzi Shir until you get to Shir Shalem. Just like according to Rabbeinu Yonah, right, what you're eating until you eat the shir is ochel. You're not eating basar, basar doesn't matter because it's bishahakal, but you're still not eating basar, you're not eating challah, you're not eating eitz, you're not eating adama, you're not eating, you know, mizonos, you're just eating, you're eating food. It's a chilas agavra or the cheftas klali until you have the critical mass. Sure. So too, machil noso akal akal, right, is not going to apply. So then, if you take, if you pratiize this with a shvua, that's not mushba v'yomid. The mushba v'yomid is not to eat chatzi shir. Now, in addition, you've made a shvua not to eat chatzi zayas of nevela. Right? So if you say chazulit starufe, that certainly works for the Rambam, right? Especially if you hold, like, in the twist of the Meiri, where you're certainly not even, you're, now you're focusing on it as a davar b'fnei atzmo, right? But if you say the Isser Klali idea, that works as well. In addition, the Rav used to say in the name of his father that on Yom Kippur, if you eat Chatzi Shir, if you're a Cholin, you eat Chatzi Shir. I think this is the question. Can you get an Aliyah? Like, the view of some of the poskim, you know, Rabbi Kiveg was mechalik between Shacharis and Mincha on this question. But if you're not fasting, even though, you know, for legitimate reasons, can you get an Aliyah or not? I think is what he used to say. So he used to say that whether or not if you ate Chatzi Shir on Yom Kippur, but we'll discuss Yom Kippur separately, but whether or not, you're still considered to be in a state of the kiyum of inisem, maybe that depends whether it's an iser klali or prati. Because if it's prati, then the answer is, you're no longer in vinisem. Probably. I'll get to another way to say it in a couple of minutes. Let's assume default. That's the way to say it. But if you violated Chatzi Shir, but not vinisem, right? And then you still have that kiyum. And should you continue fasting? Things like that. Maybe we'll talk about that next week a little bit more. But again, just like Mashal Amad Dover Dome, in addition to Rabbeinu Yonah, like there's this question about like Maris Bayan and Lifnei Velos Yitein Michshol. Right, we've talked about it in the past. Right, the debate between the Balamor and Ramban. We talked about it, I think, last year. We talked about Mumar L'chal Shabbos, Mumar L'chal Tarakula. Let's say you're a Mumar L'chal Shabbos in a Lifnei Iver way or a Maris Bayan way. Does that still come into the rubric of Mumar L'chal Tarakula? Or let's say you Harig Vayav, that's a debate between the Balamor and the Ramban and Sanhedrin. Well, the Dinam of Harig Vayav apply to Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah. Or the Rishonim in Avodah Zarah, like does Mar Sayin of Avodah Zarah trigger Yari Vayavar? So there are other issues connected with it. I just want to make the point that there's a discussion in the Rishonim about Mar Sayin, about Lifnei Iver, about Chatzi Shir. Are these Kloli or Prati Dinim? Right? And this will be huge Nafkamina. By the way, the Radvaz also discusses this question here. Who was Noam? Was it you?
Yeah, one moment. Yeah, v'kasha li kevan shu'asar min ha-Torah, harei hu mushpa alav. Dichtiv arur ha-sher lo yakim ha-divrei ha-Torah hazo. Ve'shlomar d'nehi d'chatzi shir asar min ha-Torah, mishum d'chazi leitztrufei, aval im mefurash ba-Torah yisuro, v'ashvua lo haita el al dvarim ha-mefurashim ba-Torah.
Yeah. So what do you make of that? That's very important in its own right.
Sounds like he's bringing a raya that an isurei klali, even shvuah can be chal. So he seems to hold that lo tasser is just an isur klali or a din klali.
Well, either he holds, again, the isur klali idea. I mean, what he's saying is very mechudash, and it can be, I think, explained in two ways, and they're not mutually exclusive either. One is that there's still a difference between things that are mefurish bakra and limudim. So you might say, in theory, the Radvaz could retain the notion that Chatzi Shir is an Iser Gamor and an Iser Prati. Right? But the fact that it's not mefurish bakra, that's what's koveya for Mushba Viomed, Me'ar Sinai, are only the things that are in Torah Shebitzav, or that are the Perush of Torah Shebitzav. When you have a limud, that's a different level. At least Lagabe Mujba Viomed, Mehar Sinai. That could be the minimum thing that the Radvaz is saying. He could be saying a little bit more, and that is that, when things are Mefurish Bakra, they have a different status generally, not just in terms of Mujba Viomed, but generally than things that are not. This is something, the hierarchy of things that are mentioned in Torah Shebitzav and learned in various ways, a Divrei Sofrim, kind of an issue, like we find in the Rambam. In general, we talked about last year, I think we had it also again, like the types of trefa, you know, that maybe safek lahachmir or lahakel depends on the treifas, even if they're all doraisos, the ones that is considered to be more mefurish bakra, and the one that's not. There, it's not a din of iser klali iser prati. It's a din of the darga, you know, of the, with the assumption that safek doraisa, you know, has something to do with that. So it could be that what Radvaz is saying is a chiddush in drashos and mefurish bakra, but that he fully embraces the notion of this, of chatzishir being an iser achila. That's very possible. Or what Noam is saying, which is that, you know, if the din, he's not saying, he's certainly not, doesn't seem to be saying siag daraisa, right? But he might be saying the klali idea. The example of losasur is interesting, because again, losasur does work in very well with the klali prati. When you violate an isa drabanan, so according to the Rambam, you violate an isa daraisa of losasur. Ramban, of course, in Sefer Mitzvos, was scandalized by this. Said, "Oh, that's got to be a dindra abanan and a smachta. That's not a dindra raisa. Otherwise, you'd always say smeka daraisa lachumra and other things. But every dindra abanan, you totally blur them." But the answer, I think, for the Ramban, many answers have been given. But my answer for the Ramban, and I think that's what the Radvaz is saying here also, is that as an iser klali, you violate losasur. The drabanan that you do, it remains drabanan, but Torah's drabanan, it triggers losasur. Right? But as a din klali, and maybe, I think even more, as a din begavra, cheftza's never turned into a doraisa. So it's curious that the Radvaz equates chatzishir with something like losasur. Not just because it is in mefurash, you know, that's what it means. Maybe that's all it is. Maybe also because it's klali. Maybe because it's a din of the gavra, not a din of the chafza. Maybe that's what he's saying about chatzishir. Right, the gavra you violate, but it's not considered like the Rabbeinu Yonah. You haven't eaten mizonos or basar. You've eaten ochlim asur. Maybe that kind of goes back to klali a little bit. Okay. So that's in terms of the Raman Perakei Halacha Zion. It's not per Dalid. Yeah, Nathan, go ahead.
Yeah, just on that point, like between Lo Sasser and it's fascinating that the Shach in Reish Lama Tess, he thinks that there's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch, that he seems to ask, and like the Rambam, that Chatzishir is not Mushvah Bo'omid, but that Dinim Derabanan would be Mushvah Bo'omid. And he has this amazing suggestion that Chatzishir, there's not a lot, it sounds like the Klali idea there. He says that when it comes to Chatzishir, since it comes from Ribuye de Kol, lack a lav miyuchad li isuro, bechol shein isura mafurash, chal lav shua. And then he has this chedesh mashein king kishu asr midirabanan, diika lav de los asr, the dover shu midirabanan, equal member.
Where's that shach? Reish lamites?
Reish lamites, chaf.
Chaf?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So that goes on the record for sure. That's great. Because again, since the Radvaz thought it was more pashut in los asr than it was in Chatzishir, right, and the Shach is saying it's true about what he's saying is true about Chatzishir, but it's not true at all about Losasur. So again, it goes back a little bit to the Losasur problem.
Mm.
It's a great,
and he seems to be very clearly saying that Chatzishir, the reason why it's not Mushvah Bo'omid is
because not specific.
There's not exactly since it's not.
It's Klali. Excellent. Very good. So now we come to another one. Another one of the Chashuas. Yeah.
Just the Kasha on the Yerushalmi from before in Trumas. So. Doesn't Yerushalmi's maskana of Asad Lahashlim and Reish Lakish really like hurt the idea of Chazilat Shrufe like the Meiri? Because for Rabbi Yochanan, it's saying that Rabbi Yochanan's going to hold of Chatzishir no matter what, even when it's not Asad Lahashlim. So ironically, it really ends up.
No, I mean, why can't you say that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, according to that, argue whether Chazilat Shrufe is only a concern when there's an initial intention to do that? Listen, if there's an initial intention to complete, then certainly there's more reason. If I was if I was deciding whether to make the siag d'oraisa or not, you know, I would be more inclined to do it if I knew that you were asad l'hashlim than I would if you weren't. So that's a place to draw the line. So I don't really see that. I mean, I think you could say, I don't agree with your Rabbi Yochanan out of the blue, you know, that you're going to make a siag, you know, and worry about hashlama, all things being equal, But if the guy, you know, intends to do that, then already from the beginning, we want to stop him. Doesn't that make sense?
I'm just saying that at that point, wouldn't it just make more sense for Rabbi Yochanan to be saying that Asad Lashem doesn't matter because he would hold it something more like the Achila of Rabbeinu Hanano? Or,
you know, if he does, then great, 100%. I think I was saying this, so let me go back and say what I said before, which is that the grandson of the Chacham Tzvi says that actually the factor of the Yerushalmi, he thinks, works against his grandfather's understanding of Chatzis Shir. You'd be more likely to say he thinks Chatzis Shir, Oser Min HaTorah, Midin Achshavei, right? If this was all that you're eating, not if it's the beginning and you're going to eat more. I'm not sure that's a foolproof argument, but I certainly understand it. So one of the things I was saying was, an easy way to get out of that problem is to say that Moda Reish Lakish, maybe Reish Lakish thinks it's Midin Chat, Chazil Staruf Esiag Daraisa. That doesn't mean that Rabbi Yochanan may think it's Midin the Re'im or the Rach, or according to the Chacham Tzvi, Achshavei, or according to Zev, right? It's a Chilas Achavtsa. Reish Lakish doesn't buy into that, but he will buy into a Siag Daraisa, you know, if there's more of a reason for it. All right, so that actually fits into your comment, I think. Okay? So there's another Rambam. I do want to switch, and I do want to get in. But I want to finish this. So let me just at least get the other Rambam in, and then we'll talk 5 minutes on, 10 minutes on Tanis Esther, and then we're going to go off to Tarovas. All right? So let me just get, you know, it is late. So, okay, we'll pick up with this Rambam and finish the other ones next time. But let me just, before we leave, just explain where we're going with it, and then I'll speak a little bit about Shofar. And the thing I'm trying to say is as follows. The Rambam has a separate limud. The question focused on what does the limud add? Why do you need a limud? You know, but so far we didn't find the Farshim, you know, to say explicitly, you know, what we found the Rabach said about Taroves, which is that, you know, not only do you need this limud here, but that because it's a different kind of a source, especially lo yachel, especially if we're ignoring the regular source and instead we're embracing lo yachel, which has so many implications, then maybe it works in a different way. Right? So I was saying that from the Ha'aros of the Ramach, the Radvaz, the Kesef Mishnah, you know, and the Rabach. Like, maybe the Tarovis Kiddush is only here. Maybe the, you know, maybe you really violate not just Chatzis Shir, but even, you know, the Ikar Alav, just no Onshim here. Maybe even a Kol Shehu is true only here, right? And so on and so forth. Oh. So now I just want to bring it to a bigger perspective, and that is, if we assume that the regular din of Chatzis Shir is only Siag Doraisa, right? Or, let's say only Achshave, right? Or only Iser Klali, right? Or even if it is an Iser Prati, you know, but it still doesn't violate the Lav, it's not part of the Mefurish Bakra, then any of those four, then we have, you know, certainly it's suggestive to think that lo yeachel catapults it higher. Right, so to make it clear, let's say the evidence is that Chatzis Shir is Siag Doraisa. And let's say that means that there would be no Mushba V'Yomed according to the Meiri. And let's say that means that, you know, if there's no time, you know, to complete the Shir, or there's no quantity to complete the Shir, there's not going to be such a din, right? Or, you know, let's say that means, on the other side of it, you know, that not only the Achila things, but any other Isur connected to it also applies, because Chazilitz Tarufe. Everybody with me so far? Any of those four things. So I would be inclined to say that according to the Rambam, none of that is true for chametz. In chametz, it doesn't matter, you know, whether you have time enough or quantity enough to finish it off. And in chametz, just because, you know, it's lo yachel doesn't mean it applies to Bal Yirah. Aside from, in addition to which, Bal Yirah just might be different. Maybe there's reason to more to apply it, and maybe there's less reason to apply it, but it's certainly different. And just because, let's say, you know, there's no hakala kal in regular chatzishir because it's din klali, or there's no mujba v'yomed because it's chazin starufe or din klali, that doesn't mean that's true with chametz. If you were to take a shir, a shvua, you know, that you're not going to eat chatzishir chametz, maybe that really would be mujba v'yomed. Right? So all of those dinim that we just discussed, in addition to the, you know, particulars, you know, that were accentuated by the Ramach, the Radvaz, the Kesef Mishnah, the Ralbach. In addition to those, these would be huge nafkaminas. None of these things would apply. Or some of them would apply even more. Because what we'd be saying is that the regular din of Chatzishir, it's not just, you know, whether the Chiddush of Chatzishir extends to Chametz. Right? It's again, just like there was Av Amina, maybe you should get Malkus. That's what the Rabbah said. Right? Maybe Tarovis only here. Or maybe Dafka Tarovis not here. We'll get to that. Maybe that's what the Rambam meant. Atzmo. Maybe the stuff of the Rambam, since it isn't about Achilas, you know, Mais Achila, it's about Nikar Achilas, maybe it's, you're not going to play Chatzishir, maybe. Even its Tarovis has a different status. So it's, you know, Ein Zman and Ein Shior and Kal Akal and Mujba V'Yomed. We have to completely reassess that for Chametz. The whole list of Nafkamina. Okay, so I'll speak a little bit more about this on Tzom Gedalia just to finish up, because I do want to speak about the Rambam and Perkei Choshuas and a little bit the Mishnah Lamelech there, and a little bit more about the Yerushalmi. Maybe we'll speak a little more about Yom Kippur in that context too, because that's very intriguing. You know, when we speak about Yom Kippur being different, we mean Lekula Lechomra, and the Yerushalmi certainly it's Lechomra. But do we mean only if you eat a kazayas, just didn't eat a koseves, or do we mean even if you ate less than a kazayas? The pashtus, even if you eat less than a kazayas. But the fact that Yom Kippur is bekoseves, how does that mix in with the whole Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan to begin with? So I mentioned the Chacham Tzvi, and I mentioned his grandson, wrote a sefer called Gilyon Ashas, apparently. But the grandson also quotes the uncle, you know, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So this grandson wasn't the son of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He was the, you know, from a different part of the family. So, but Rabbi Yaakov Emden would seem to have been convinced that when the Yerushalmi says Modu Reish Lakish about Yom Kippur, that he didn't mean that all Chatzishir Reish Lakish agrees is Aser Min HaTorah. He meant if you eat a kazayas, but you didn't eat a koseves. Ah, that's fascinating.